You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and at this time of the year, we're celebrating Irish Heritage Month, and what better way than reflecting on various people's connection with being Irish in Canada. And Carol Logan, she's an author, and she has a book, The Irish Within Us. And strange things happen in a place called Ballybeg, where three distant cousins come together as the summer solstice approaches. Now, we're not at the solstice, we're coming near the equinox at the moment, different time of the year, but I have Carol here with me. And Carol, this is based in the spring of 2016, is when you retired. And was that when you, welcome, first of all, was that when you started to put pen to paper on this one?
No, I actually started in 2020 during the lockdown, the pandemic lockdown. But I picked 2016 partly because there was the solar moon event that occurs actually did occur in 2016, but also because it was before the Brexit vote. So I wanted to avoid, I was trying to avoid politics in general in this book because it's a lighthearted fiction book. So 26, this happened before the Brexit, so before all of that argument.
And you've based it in the north of Ireland.
It is in the north of Ireland because that's where my grandfather came from. My grandfather came from Bush Mills and grew up there.
Okay.
And that's sort of based on, I would say, I was speculating on what would, if I could go, because, okay, I'm going to have to start from the beginning. 2020 pandemic lockdown came, but it stopped me from doing what I had planned, which was to spend the entire summer in Ireland and visit places and go to Bushmill and do some more family tree research and also attend a conference. None of that could happen because of the pandemic. And I'm stuck here in my little office space, and luckily I could work from home, so that was nice. But in the off hours, I thought, this is the opportunity to get that book going, and started with the premise that there's a retired civil servant. She's going to the north of Ireland to do her tree research. Things happen. So what? And then fantasy takes over. So that's why it's centered up by the Giant's Causeway, because that's where my grandfather grew up.
And Carol, how long has this book? Was this book festering before you put pen to paper? Because these things don't happen overnight.
No, I think over 2 years, a couple of things happened. One was I had been making these plans for this big research. Taking the whole summer off was a joy to me. And to go to Ireland for a whole summer was incredible, and not all having lost that. But before that, I had been doing all of my family tree research, and I had gone on to Ancestry and done DNA. And that's when you start getting the distant cousins start popping up, people that you've never heard of, you don't know anything about. And I got caught up in a dispute between two DNA cousins. One was in, I think, not Wisconsin, but I think they were in Chicago, and the other one was in England. And I don't know these people at all. And they've been out of Ireland themselves for generations, but they're arguing about the paternity of one family between whether it's this brother or that brother. And they're drawing me into it. And they're saying, okay, so what do you think? They'll take my side. And they'll take my side. And I'm going, I have no idea. I have no idea. I will do the research and I'll get back to you. But it was this push me, pull you thing going on between this American and this English person. And I'm going, I don't know. And I don't want to displease anybody because I'm Canadian and I'm polite. And so these backgrounds of these characters started building in my head, where I've got one American who's pushy and one English person who's very disdainful and withdrawn. And then you've got this Canadian who I say, it's like, just, you know, as I say, Kara's like a puppy. She's friendly. She's bouncy. She wants everyone to like her. She wants to know everybody. Da 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 da. And that's how the characters started building, but the contrast between the characters started building in my mind. And then that and the family tree research, And yeah, and that's it all started coming. And then I had done research because I was working in the Department of Canadian Heritage. So I'm mindful, and I would study internationally in other countries what the conservation issues were, what the heritage issues were, what are they trying to save, what is being taken to court for this, to stop this or to allow that. And I was aware of these things going on in the area, some of the history of some of the planned. At one point, Donald Trump wanted to build a golf course up on that north coast. And it was blocked. And this was like decades ago. But all these things started percolating in my mind, and that's how they all started coming together. And also that concept that, you still believe in fairies. Not like the Tinkerbell fairies, but the good old Irish fairies that are shapeshifters and they can do things to you.
So, Carol, when you do family research, and I know this would have helped greatly, you always find skeletons in the closet.
And,
yes. And the skeletons, you can either embrace the skeletons and say, okay, we'll let the skeleton out. But when you do some work of fiction, it allows you to handle some of the skeletons more, less confrontationally.
Yes. Now, so one of the characters has a skeleton in her closet, but that's not based on my Irish background. There may be some things going on in some of my other family lines, but this character, Imogene, she doesn't know who her great grandfather was. And there's always been a speculation. And because her mother got, pregnant out of wedlock, was teased in the village until she was 16 years old, at which point she left. And this is where the English line comes from. So as soon as she was 16, she didn't want to be teased anymore. She just left for England and she never came back. And that builds on that concept of pride and shame. She leaves feeling ashamed. And because of that, this pride and this need for social climbing, shall we say, is actually bred into her because she wants to escape her own shame.
So when you look at this and you want to write about it in the way you do, being an outsider allows you to take a 50,000 foot view that where you happen to, like, had you been born, reared, grown up in the north of Ireland, you wouldn't have the ability in a way to have that perspective and to then present something in the way you do.
Thank you. I did try to keep, so the three main characters are not Irish. They're the American, the Canadian, and the English person. Because I felt I could articulate their opinions. And at the same time, hopefully let the village people, the locals' opinion of them kind of bleed through. So there's a section where Kara's saying that, she just feels totally at home here in this village. She's totally at home here and she just loves everybody. She's not sure if they feel the same way about her. So acknowledging that, I'm trying to acknowledging all of that, North Americans like landing in Ireland and saying, I'm Irish, I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going, oh, yeah, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And it is very, when you said that your hopes were to go and spend time in Ireland, again, as an outsider coming in, the experience, for somebody who's there, you can never see both sides of the picture. And they're so very different. And yet, I guess I have the privilege of having been born, grown up, and being very familiar with being the Irish perspective, that even now, if I go back, I would still be an outsider.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you really have to. You're like that. Anytime you go away from somewhere, you're distancing a little bit from it. And I think that's, that's why it's called the Irish within us. It's not called we're Irish. It's called the Irish within us because so many people have that little bit of Irish in them. And how does that affect? So even if you're away,
well, it's also the question of anybody who never goes outside their own parish boundaries or national boundaries can never have the international perspective.
Yes, that's
and in a way, what you're writing about are people who are outside the fold on one level, but yet feel very much they belong in the fold.
And they want, in their own ways, they want to improve, I don't say improve things, but they want to make things better in their own way. Carol wants everybody to get along. She's a big old hippie. She can't understand why, you know, like she hesitated at the beginning. She sort of voices to someone a hesitation about, she was kind of afraid of, you know, things, disruptions and things. And the character says to her, look, you know, things have changed. And that might be optimistic, but I was trying to keep the lightness of the book by saying, you know, this, she's going into a place where we're going to have fun. It's not going to be a political book. David, in his own stupid way, wants to improve things by building a leisure center. He thinks he's going to bring industry, etc., to the population. And Imogen thinks that by her preservation of historic buildings and things like that, that she's giving people their history. But they're all in their ways flawed. And they're all in some ways removed from, like, the local people are on the ground going, these guys, I don't know, what are they about? Why are they here?
And as you know, as a genealogist, you go into an Irish town and everybody knows who's related to who, going back so many different generations, that they don't need any conservationist or heritage person to come in. So, Carol, then, if this is this standalone, or is there a sequel, or is there an extension coming?
What I'm working on, what I've almost finished the first draft of, is it's the second book, but I wouldn't call it a sequel. I call it a companion novel.
Okay.
Because in this book, this first book, there are two characters, Kathleen, who is David's daughter, who's arrived to try and help, and Bugsy, David's bodyguard from the Bronx, who's a big old ex-juvenile delinquent. And in their own ways, they fell in love with characters in the first book, but we never really saw how. So the second book is looking at things from Kathleen's perspective and from Bugsy's perspective, and you see the relationship, both with Irish people, developing. And so you see, so you get that. It's like, meanwhile, on the other side of the forest, this is what was happening. So that's the second book.
So if anyone wants to get their hands on the first book, where should we be directing?
Well, I have to say, with some regret, I have to say Amazon is often the best place still to go. You can order it from the local bookshop, like Books on Beechwood would order it in.
And Frisian Books sell direct as well, do they? Or you Frisian can do books.
Yeah.
And of course, Frisian is a local Canadian publisher and distributor, so we should be directing people more in that direction.
You are right. This is a whole new world. And yes, Frisian will charge you a delivery fee.
Now, but it is available as an ebook also from Frisian. Again, that, and you can get that. It's FRIESENpress.com. Is Frisian Press, and as it says, is a Canadian publisher, and Carol is a Canadian author writing about what is so wonderful in all of us, and that is the Irish within us. Carol, it has been a real pleasure chatting with you, and I want to wish you a very happy Heritage Month, and hopefully in the Heritage Month of March we can raise the awareness and help people direct them towards you.
Thank you very much.